Shalom to all. Today's office Chol Daf Ayin Tes. We are talking about the third line with the words Amar of Huna. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Memsar Basi Yaakov Moshe Harnish Amar should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing machlokes between the Rabbanan and Chananya. Rabbanan hold that Oisiv as Benoy is only with the mother. Chananya holds it's also with the father. Meaning the Isser of shechting the parent and child in the same day is not only with the mother and her child, but also with the father and his child. And as we're going to see right now, this is related to the machlokes. If Choshishin Lezera Ha'av, do we pay attention from a halachic standpoint to the father at all, or only the mother? Clearly, according to Chananya, yes. As the Gemara tells us, Amar Avuhun Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel, Hilchzak Chananya, Dachzak Chananya. And Vaza Shmuel Tamei Shmuel Zashitasa. Did not we have a Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Hanay Lodim and Asos, if a mule is born from a horse, meaning its mother's a horse, Afal Beshavin Chamar, even though the father's a donkey, Mutar and Zabazet, they're allowed to be mated with each other, these two mules whose mothers are horses. Afal, however, Hanay Lodim and Chamar, Imanad Lodim and Asos, Asurin, if we have two mules, one's mother is a donkey, the other's is a horse, then they're not allowed to be mated together. And Vamar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zu Divri Rabbi Yehuda. This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar. He says, "Ein chashin l'zara av." They don't pay attention to the zara of the father, meaning we're only looking at the mother. Therefore, when one mother is a horse, the other is a donkey, so we can't mate these mules together. Avol chacham myrim. However, the chachamim say, "Kol mirei pratis achas hein." That all mules are all the same, and even though the mother of one's a horse and the other is a donkey, the father of one of them is a donkey and the father of the other is a horse, it's fine. It's not a problem. Now, chachamim, who's chachamim? Chananya is Chananya. The Amar he says, "Chashin l'zara av." We do pay attention to the zara of the father, and therefore, as we just explained, "Bahai bar sosya v'chamra, bahai bar chamra v'sosya." This one is from a horse and a donkey. And the other one is from a donkey and a horse, and kul chadamin and ninhu, it's all considered the same men, and that's why they're allowed to be made together. We can see from here that since Shmuel is calling Chananya the Chachamim, it must be that he paskins like him. So that's the raya. And we continue discussing this. Ibn Huda asked as follows, and pay attention to the proper girsa, mifshit pshita leil Rabbi Yehuda. Do we say that Rabbi Yehuda, this first sheet in the Mishnah that we just brought, is it obvious to him, dein chashal lezara av, oi dilma, perhaps fukim sapkole, that he's misupik? Maybe we're not chashal lezara av, but maybe we are chashal lezara av. El manaf kamina, what would the practical difference be? The answer is, lemishra priyama aim. Are we going to allow the pre with the mother? Meaning, do we allow the product of this crossbreed to be mated with a pure breed, which is the same type as its mother? For example, if the mother is a horse, do we allow this mule to be mated with a purebred horse? Would that be a problem? So yeah, Mishrib Shitalei, if you want to say, Rabbi Yehuda is 100% certain that Ein Chashin Lezara Av, so Priyama Aim Shari, it'd be permitted to mate this mule with a purebred horse. However, and here's another proper girsa insertion, V'i Amr Tzvikim Sapkalei, but if you want to say he's Musupik, then maybe Ein Chashin Lezara Av, but maybe yes Chashin Lezara Av, then Priyama Aim Usur. It'd be usher to mate the product with the same type as its mother, because we have to be chashish for the tzad ha'av. And so once again, my, what is it you to hold? Is he 100% certain that in chashish l'zara av, or just maybe? So Tashma, we've attempted raya. We have a brass that tells us Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, kalan uladim nasos, avol pishavin chamar mutar zabazeh, any mule. If its mother is a horse, so even though the father is a donkey, they're allowed to be mated with each other. As the Gemara hechidami, what's the case Rabbi Yehuda is talking about? Ilim, if you want to say, davua dahai chamar, vavua dahai chamar, that the father of these two mules are donkeys, and their mothers are horses, obviously. Have to say that, of course, they're allowed to be made together. Their mothers are the same and their fathers are the same. El olav must be, what are we talking about? Davua dahai sos, vavua dahai chamar. That the father of this one is a horse and the father of that one is a donkey. Now, in this situation, we're actually referring to mating a purebred horse with a mule whose mother's a horse and father's a donkey. And that's what we just meant by saying that this one's father is a horse and that one is a donkey. The father of the purebred horse is a horse, of course, and the father of the crossbreed is a donkey. Evikatani, what do the brises say? Mutar and zebazet, that they're allowed to be mated with each other. Alma, mifshat pshitale, we say that it's 100% clear to Rabbi Yehuda that ain chashin lezara av, and we're not paying attention to the fact that the father of one of these animals is a chamar. Says the Gemara, light, not a raya. La'ilam devuah dehai chamar, devuah dehai chamar. We could really say that we're going with the original suggestion that the father of both the animals being mated are donkeys. Udeka amr, that which you had asked. Tzrichel meimar, do we really have to say that? It's obvious. No, it's not, because ma'adetem, you might have thought that asi tzad de sos, mishtamish b'tzad chamar, v'tzad chamar, mishtamish b'tzad sos, that we say that when these two mules are mating, the horse part of one is being mishamish with the donkey part of the other one, and the donkey part of one is being mishamish with the horse part of the other one, and that's kelayim. Kamash mal chiddush is that we don't say that, and so we still don't have a clarity what Rabbi Yehuda holds regarding chashin lezara av. So we attempt another raya. Tashma, we have a brass that tells us Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, pray the shetava. We have a female mule that wants to mate. Ein mar bein olei loisos lechamar elamina. We're not allowed to mate it with a horse or with a donkey. We have to mate it with its men. Now, v'yamad mifshab shitalei. If you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda is 100% certain that ein chashin lezara av, why would this be the din? Lirba alam mina deima. Why don't we just mate it with the same men as its mother? Let's see. Its mother's a horse, so mate it with a horse. Must be the Rabbi Yehuda's Masupik. He's not so sure for Chash Lezara Av. As Gemara, not a Raya, Doleyadinamino de Ima Mainihu. We don't know what this mule's mother was, and that's why we're not able to mate it with either a horse or a donkey. Ask Gemara, how could you say that? Baha, Elamina Katani. The Bryce says very clearly that you could mate it with its men, so must be that we do know something. So Gemara says, no, Hachikamar, this is really what it's saying, meaning we misunderstood what the Bryce is telling us. It's really saying, Einmar bin Olea, Loimensos Lemchamar, no mating it with a purebred horse or donkey, and that's what the Bryce has said, Elamina. bina, we have to know what its min is, and lafisha ein yodin bina, since we don't know what its min is, we can't mate anything with it. And therefore, no right what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ask Gemara, why don't we know what its min is? Why don't we just check the simanim, the signs? Omar Abaye Abaye says, avi kale, if it has a thick, deeper voice, bar chamra, that means its mother was a donkey, and son of kale, if it has a clear voice, bar sosya, that means its mother was a horse. And Papa says, ravavon udne, if it has large ears, zucha gnuvte, has a short tail, bar chamra, its mother was a donkey, or zuchan udne, v'rabba gnuvte, if it has smaller ears and a longer tail, bar sosya, so its mother was a horse. So the answer to that is, what are we talking about over here? B'ilemes v'gidemes, where it's an elim, it's mute, so we can't hear its voice, and its ears and tails are chopped off, so we simply aren't able to check. So bottom line, the Gemara asks, my havalah, how do we conclude over here? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Is he 100% certain that ain chashin lezera av, or is he besafek? The answer is tashma, the Amrav Huna, Bridger Yeshua, hakol ma'adin, everyone agrees, bepri ma'aim sha'asr, that we're now going to make the product of a crossbreed of a horse and a donkey with a purebred, the same type as its mother. And Shema, we know, we see clearly from here, that Svukim Misapkale, he's not so sure if we're chashin lezera av, and that's why we're now going to breed it with the same type that its mother is. Shema, we know, that's the raya. Now, just a little bit more about this, Amrav Rav Lashame, Rav Abba told his attendant, Kima Eilisli, Kunaisa Brispak, when you connect two mules to my wagon, Ayin Lahanach Damil Adadi, you should check that they're similar to each other, both in their ears and tail, Va'ayoli, and only then you connect them to the wagon for me, because I don't want there to be an issue of Kelayim. Now, Amal Kasavar, we clearly see that Rav Abba holds, Ein Chashin Lezera Av, that we're not Chashish for what the father is, because if we were Chashish for what the father was, if we paid halachic attention to it, then it wouldn't make a difference. Even if one of them has long ears and a short tail, and the other one has short ears and a long tail, that means that the mother and father of these two mules were different, that doesn't make a difference. Since Chashin Lezera Av, it's all considered mules, and they'd be fine to be hitched together. There wouldn't be an issue. From the fact that Rav Abba said, make sure that they both have the same ears and tail, it must be that ain chashin lezera av. Now, on top, there's another thing we learned from what Rav Abba said, v'simanim d'iraisa, that the fact that we could rely on these simanim of the animal, tails and ears, that's something even on a d'iraisa level we could rely on, because since the potential isser that we're going to run into of hitching them together is kelayim, which is an isser d'iraisa, from the fact that we see that Rav Abba said, check those simanim, that means that we can rely on simanim d'iraisa, and this is also relevant to Shavas Aveda, Imsachat Bab Metzia, but we're not going to get into that now. And continuing the discussion, Tanabon, we have a braisa, Oisavas Benoi, Noig Bekalayim Ubekai. This Rav Oisavas Benoi is with Kelayim, when we have a mixed breed of a sheep and a goat, there's an Isra of Oisavas Benoi. Now, Kai is also pronounced as Kvi, and over here we're going to see that it's a crossbreed between a deer and a goat. And although we will see a sheet on the next Amma that it's completely different men altogether and not a crossbreed, over here all of our discussions of Kai or Kvi is that it's a crossbreed between a goat and a deer. Now, this sheet is Rabbanon. However, Rav Lezer says, Kelayim Habamina Ezumina Rachel, Oisavas Benoi Noig Bai. If we have a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep, then we do apply the Isra of Oisavas Benoi to it. However, Kai ain't Oisavas Benoi Noig Bai. There's no problem of Oisavas Benoi by a Kai. Now, Rav Chisda clarifies, Ezu Kvi Shenechlik Bai Rav Lezer Chamim. What's this Kvi that they're arguing about? Zabam and Atiyashman Atzviya, the animal that comes from a goat and a deer, as we had just said before. But anyways, where it begins to get complicated. Hey, Chidami, what's the situation? Elim, if you want to say with Tiyash HaBal Atzviya, that we're talking about a male goat with a female deer, Vialda, and that female deer had a child, because Shachet Lo Lebara, and he's shechting the female deer and its child. Well, Vamar Rav Chisda says that Akol Moidim, everyone agrees, Behit Tzviya Ubina Tayash, that if the mother's a deer and the child is a goat, which means the child has part goat in it because of the father, Shapater, that he's Potiphar's Benoi. Why is that? Because Seh Ubenoyim Rachmano. The Torah says that it has to be a Seh and its child, V'leit Tzvi Ubenoy, not a deer and its child. I'd rather you want to say, B'tzvi HaBal Tiyasha V'yalda, they were talking about a male deer with a female goat and they had a child, V'kashach Lo L'Bara, and he's shechting the female goat and its child. Well, V'amar Rav Chisda said on that, HaKol Madin, that everyone agrees, B'hi Tiyasha Ubenot Tzvi Shechayiv, that when the mother's a goat and the child has some deer in it from the father, that a person's Chayiv for Benoi. Why is that? Because Seh Om Rachmano Ubenoy Koldahu. The Torah says Seh is a problem, and then when it says Benoi, it's child, that means any sort of child, and that's even though the child has a little bit of deer in it from the father, that's still Chayiv Nosis Benoi. So that can't be what they're arguing about, says the Gemara La'ilam B'tiyash HaBal Tzviya. Really, we're talking about the first case. There was a male goat with a female deer, V'yalda Bas, then they had a female, Ubas Yalda Ben, and then that female mix had a child, V'kashachet La Ulebura, and a person shechted the first crossbreed and its child. So Rabban Sav, the Rabban hold, Chayshin Lezera Av, you do pay attention to Zera the father, and remember that was a goat, and V'sev Afilu Mixaseh, and even hold of this, that even if it's just Mixaseh, it just has part sheep to it, that's enough to consider it a sheep, to be Mechayvet for Oisavas Benoi, and therefore the mother which he had shechted, even though its mother was a deer, since its father was a goat, so it has Mixaseh in it, Mimelo is a problem of Oisavas Benoi, whereas Rav Lezer holds, Ain Chayshin Lezera Av, that we don't care about what the father was, and V'sev Afilu Mixaseh Le'amrinon, we don't say Safilu Mixaseh, and therefore there's no Oisavas Benoi over here. Ask Gemara, if this is really what they're arguing about, V'lifak B'chayshin Lezera Av, B'plok T'chanayin V'rabbanon, why don't we just say that the machlokes Rabban Rav Lezer over here is the same machlokes that we started out today with, which is the main discussion at the end of the previous daf, that they're arguing the same thing Chanan Rabbanon. namely just regarding Chayshin Lazaro Av. Rabban say, and Rabban says no. Answers the Gemara, if they argue just in that, Havamina, I would think that Baha, in this case that we just mentioned, where it was a male goat, female deer, they had a child, and then that child had a child. So in that situation, I would think that Afilu Rabban Maidu, even the Rabban agree, the Sev Afilu Miktasel Loyamrinon, that we do not say, even if it's just part sheep, because even though they do hold Chayshin Lazaro Av, I might say that it doesn't make a difference because we don't hold of Miktaseh, and since the mother of this case that was being shechted over here is only Miktaseh, there wouldn't be Asav Es Benoi. So Kamash Bon, that's Dafka why we have this case to show their Machloikes, it brings it out that their Bon hold Chayshin Lazaro Av and Miktaseh, whereas their Blazer holds not like that. Ask more, how could you say that Bahadid Nan? What about the following? Now we're going to bring up another discussion. This has to do with Kisui Adam, and we're going to be learning about this in the next parak. The Torah tells us that if a person shechts a bird or a chaya, a non-domesticated animal, they have a chiyuv to cover the blood, kisui adam. Now this is permitted on Yom Tif, even though it does involve certain Yisuri Derabanan, it still is permitted. However, as we're going to see, that's only if it's a 100% chaya, not if it's considered a partial chaya or a suffix chaya. So that's where our question is going to be coming from. We have a Mishnah that tells us, kai ain't shechten or yom tif, one's not allowed to shecht a kvi on Yom Tif, if him shechten, if he did shechten, im chasen is domai, don't do kisui adam. And this is according to everybody. There's no machlokes like Rabban Rabbi Lezer. So the question is, Bayaskinun, what are we talking about over here? Elim b'tiyasha b'alat tzvi yov yalda, if you want to say we're talking about a male goat with a female deer and it gave birth, or shechting that child on Yom Tif, well, bein l'rabban b'lezer l'shchet v'lichsi. According to both Rabban and Blazer, he should be allowed to shecht it and ukisu adam. Why? Because tzvi v'afil miktsas tzvi. We hold of even miktsas tzvi, and this child is a partial tzvi because its mother is a tzvi, so l'chadchili should be allowed to shecht it. El rather you want to say b'tzvi habala tiyasha v'yalda, that we're talking about a male deer with a female goat and it gave birth. Well, here also it's pretty clear cut. Either rabban or l'shchet v'lichsi. If you want to go like the rabbanon, the chayshin l'zera av. So no problem. The father's a tzvi, so he shall chadchila be allowed to shecht it on Yom Tif and do kisui adam. And either Blazer, if we're going like Blazer, then ain't chayshin l'zera av, well lishchayt v'loy lichsi. Then he should for sure be allowed to shecht it, and he doesn't do kisui because we don't pay attention to the father, which is a deer. We only pay attention to the mother, which is a goat, and that means that this crossbreed is just a regular plain old behemoth, which is of course allowed to be shecht on Yom Tif and does not require kisui. So what's the Mishnah saying? It says the Gemara lo'adam must be b'tzvi abal tiyasha. We're talking about a male deer with a female goat. Rabbanon sfukim asapkaluhu ichayshin l'zera av ein chayshin. Here we have a new understanding. The Rabbanon are actually only mesupik whether we're chayshin l'zera av, and that's why they say that l'chadchilo don't shechted on Yom Tif because maybe it is considered a deer and require kisui, but once it's shechted, don't do kisui because maybe it's not a deer and then it wouldn't require kisui. Now based off of that, what do we say? With the Rabbanon mesapkaluhu, from the fact that Rabbanon are mesupik if we're chayshin l'zera av, that would mean that Rabbi Lezer pshitalei, that according to Rabbi Lezer, he's 100% certain that we're not chayshin l'zera av. Now the problem with that is as follows. Baditanya, what about the following brisa? Now this brings up another discussion. We know that a person shechts an animal, is only with a behemoth, a domesticated animal, and he's shechting it as a carbon. He just wants to have it his own personal benefit, backyard barbecue, Shabbos chalent, something like that. So he has to give certain matanis, certain portions to the kayin, and that's what the brisa tells us. Hazroel v'chaim v'keva noigim b'koy ubekelayim. These matanis, the zroel chaim and keva, that's both by a kvi and by kelayim by a crossbreed. Whereas Rebbe Lezer says kelayim habamino izum and rachel chayv matanis. If the crossbreed is a goat and a sheep, so then the person who shechts it has to give matanis to the kayin. However, minakoy, the gersa really is ukvi pater mina matanis. And if he shechts a kai, he does not have to give matanis. So the question is by a skinun. What are we talking about over here? Even if you want to say b'tiyasha bal tzviya, you're referring to a male goat with a female deer. V'yalda, it gave birth, and he shechted that animal. So bishlam the Rebbe Lezer the patar. We understand Rebbe Lezer patar is 100%. Kasavar seva filu miktaseh loyamrinon. He holds that we don't go with miktaseh, and this is at best only miktaseh. So no matanis need to be given. El rabbanon, but according to rabbanon, need the kasavri seva filu miktaseh. Granted, they hold se miktaseh, but still pago loyavle. Half of the matanis for sure don't have to be given. That's because there is a tzad chaya. This animal's mother is a non-domesticated animal, which does not require matanis. And even idach palga, in regards to the other half, which is coming from the goat, so that would require matanis, still, lemole, why doesn't the owner tell the kayin, I see raya to chayshin l'zera av, v'shakol? You would have to bring me a raya that we are chayshin l'zera av, and only then you get your matanis. So how could the rabbanon say in this case that he's chayv in matanis? He shouldn't be chayv, as you just explained. El rather must be what we're referring to. It's the reverse. B'tzvi habal tiyasha. It's a male deer with a female goat. V'yalda and gave birth. And that animal shechted. However, over here, we're also going to have issues because Bishlam l'rabbanon, this all good in the rabbanon, my chayiv, what do they mean by saying that he's chayiv matanos? Bechatzi matanos. Means he's only chayiv in half of the matanos. The half which is coming from the mother, which is the goat, that's chayiv in matanos. The half that comes from the father wouldn't be chayiv because it's a deer. El Rebbe Lezer, according to Rebbe Lezer, that for sure ain't chayshin l'zera av, so we're only paying attention to the mother. L'chayiv kuli matanos, he should be chayiv in all the matanos. Why does Rebbe Lezer say he's not chayiv in any matanos? Says the Gemara, lo'ayim b'tzvi abal tiyasha, v'yalda. You're right, we're talking about this case that we just mentioned, male deer with female goat and had a baby. Rebbe Lezer, nami spukim sapkali chayshin l'zera av. And Rebbe Lezer also holds that we're not so sure if we're chayshin l'zera av, and that's why he holds the matanos don't have to be given over here. Asking more, okay, if that's so, now that we just had our three discussions and we further clarified it with each question, so we keep in the Rabbanim Sapkalhu, the Rabbi Lezer Sapkale, but my pligi. If according to both Rabbanim and Rabbi Lezer, if Chashin Lezer Av, so then what is their machloikes? The Gemara Pam Rav on top answers, Besev Afilu Miktase. They argue if we hold of Miktase, if just the mother is a se, do we give that any credence? Rabbanim Sav, the Rabbanim hold Sev Afilu Miktase. The yes, we do hold a Miktase, whereas Rabbi Lezer Savar, he holds Sev Aloy Miktase, as be a purebred se and not partial se. And that's our machloikes. And we're going to stop for the day, but we'll pick up tomorrow with Rav Papa, plugging in this explanation of the machloikes to all three cases that we just had. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.